This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Welcome, everyone. First, I'd like to thank Yehuda and Batya Solomon for being the next family that is giving towards the dedication of the Bima. They're doing the front flap. So we have now one of the tops, that's the Warman family, and now one of the front flaps is the Solomon family. Anybody else wants to participate? I want to say that actually Yehuda called me from Eretz Yisrael. He was ready to bring a cover from Eretz Yisrael. I told him we're trying to raise some needed money for the shul. Anybody else wants to dedicate? The other main one on the top is 1,000, and the three remaining flaps are 400 each. If anybody is interested, please speak to Rich or myself. We also want to thank Rich for fixing the bookshelf and putting it back together again, and for doing the work on the yahrzeit plaque, furthering the filling in the plaques that were already ordered. Also, we want to thank Reuven Shanet, who brought down the new blackboard that I bought, the mobile blackboard, and put it together for us, so it'll be ready shortly for when we learn Masechtas Kinim, when we're going to all go back to school and use a blackboard. Thank you, Reuven. It's in the annex now, waiting for it to be used. We are holding in the third parak of Midas with Mishnah Vav, and we're sponsored by the Fish family, Lila Nishmas Basi Basara, Shlomo Ben Avraham Alevi, Pearl Bas Reuven. We are also sponsored by Lila Nishmas Dov Ben Chaim, Lefu Shalem, Fel Yom Aish Ben Chai Sara, Yaakov Ben Bas Yileh, for the Schus Avraham Ram and Yom Benish Ben Malki Hudis, by Yo Klugman and family, Lefu Shalem, also for Avigdor Aryeh ben Rifkin, the Baschai Sar, Yitzhak ben Tzim ben Dusha, Rifka ben Shirelei, Shmuel ben Yom ben Shirelei, Chana ben Asher Shabina, Moshimeh ben Esther Fadl, and Meir ben Chai Sar, they should have a Rufu Shalema, Besek Sharcha the Yisrael. Hakir, that's where the Kahanim washed their hands and feet, Hoya beino ulam b'lam azbeach, was in the area between the antechamber of the temple and the outer mizbeach, umoshe klapi darim, but not smack in the middle of the azara, but more towards the south. Now the area between the ulam, the antechamber, and the mizbeach, bein ulam ulam mizbeach vila mizbeach shtaim v'esrei amah, were 22 amas. 19 of those amas were taken up by a series of steps and landings. There were 22 amas there, and there was 12 steps. Now these 12 steps went like this. The first you had a step that was higher, chatzi amah, and then went forward an amah, and then another two steps like that, amah, with a height of a half an amah, and then going forward an amah. Then the fourth step went up a half an amah and was like a long landing, like a little bit of a mini platform, v'roivet shalosh, then there was a landing of three amas, and that was the fourth step. Then, again, an amah, it went up half an amah, and went an amah, and then a half an amah, and an amah, and then v'roivet shalosh, then there was a landing of three amas. Then there were four steps with the height of an amah and a stretch of an amah, the amah, four of them, and then there was a roved all the way on the top, Excuse me, I rushed. At first was, like I said, there was an amma. There's two more steps of an amma, the rovet shalosh, and a platform of three. And then the el yoina was amma, and actually four steps of an amma spread. And then the rovet arba, and then there was a platform of four. Rabbi Huda says, was a platform of five, so instead of eating up 19 amas, it ate up 20 amas, and then there was only left between the steps and the mizbeach two amas instead of three amas. Now, after we got up these steps, we're by the door of the antechamber. This was the antechamber before the Kodesh, before the main room of the temple. Pischa shel ulam, the doorway, the entranceway of the antechamber was govu arba amama, was high 40 amas. Now that's very high. 40 amas are, you know, close to 60 to 80 feet. So that's very high. Virachbay eser amama, it had a width of 20 amas. Now, on the top part of the huge entranceway of the ulam, which we said towered 40 amas high, there was the chamesh malteroi shel melas hayu al gabav. On top of the doorway, there were five decorated oak beams. Hatachtoina oidefes ala pesach ama mezeh v'ama mezeh. The lowest oak beam was one ama wider on each side than the entrance of the ulam. So since the entrance of the ulam was 20 amas wide, so it was 22 amas wide. Then you had a row of stones, shelamamalam menu oidefes aleha ama mizev ama mizev. The next beam was, instead of being 22 amas long, it was 24 amas long. And then the next one, there were five. The next one was 26. The next one was 28, and the uppermost fifth decorated beam, Nimtzes HaElyona Shloshim, was 30 amas wide, and in between each one of these oak decorated beams was the Nidbach Shel Avanim, a row of stones, which was 5 tvachim high. Hayabein Kol Achas V'Achas was in between each of these decorated oak beams. So this is the grandeur of the front of the entranceway to the temple proper. Okay, a few things. First of all, we won't be able to count Svira again because it's too early. So yesterday was 3 weeks, 21. And don't forget to count, and don't forget to say over Kriya Shema. And I want to remind you that on Shabbos at 6 o'clock, we have the Perek Shir for men and for women. Perek Shir for men and women. Please come. Please tell your friends. Rav Hanani ben Akasha Amar Ratzah Kadosh Baruch Hu L'Zakeis Es Yisrael L'Fik L'Cher B'Lem Torah Mitzvahs.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.